Easter, good things, bad things. There's a lot of things wrong in the world at the moment, aren't there? A lot of things wrong in the world. And I think sometimes we're tempted to think it's worse than it's ever been. But I'm not sure it is. I think there's always been lots of things wrong in the world. If you look back at some of the biblical stories, some of the terrible things that were going on. Sometimes you see people saying, oh, what's the world coming to? As though sin and bad things have only been invented in the last 10 or 15 years. Lots of bad things in the world. Lots of things that make us sad happen in the world. But also, I think, lots of things that can make us happy in the world if we let them. Lots of good things. Rob, your dad always used to say to me in the shop when he came in, often he used to say to me, there's more good people in the world than bad people. In fact, he used to say, there's lots more good people in the world than bad people. And he's right. He always used to say that, and he's right. There's more good people in the world than bad people. There's more good things that happen in the world than bad things. But we often only hear about the bad things. And particularly on social media, people tend to jump on that. Social media can be fantastic for some things, but it's also really good for people who want to moan about things, whether that's a local community group or other things as well. So what do you think for a minute? Just think for a minute, what's the most amazing thing you've ever seen or the most amazing thing you've ever experienced? Can anyone think of something really incredible that you've experienced or that you've seen? I did try and think, actually, and I couldn't think of anything particularly other than sort of not everyday things. What's... Or even two newborn babies that come together. Yes. Yeah. Anything else? Amazing things that you've seen. Go on, yeah. Rose, go on. Yeah, why was that amazing? Incredible, yeah. Yeah, I've never been there. You've been as well, haven't you? Yeah. Yeah. Other incredible things that people have seen? Niagara Falls, yeah. When did you go there? Yeah. Yeah, place Taj Mahal. Yeah, you all right? You've been lots of places, Rose. I've been down to the Brighton Pavilion. Mount Vesuvius. Wow, was it erupting at the time? Probably really. Someone else say something. What was that, Lynn? Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, the cycle. And what I was thinking was just when I go out. Up to walk on the downs at the back of our house on a beautiful day, or even on a day where it's not beautiful, the scenery and the beauty, and you hear lambs or sheep barring away and what have you, and creation is wonderful. God made a wonderful world. And the Easter story shows that bad things can become good things. Bad things can turn into good things if we trust God. They don't always, let's be honest. Life can be tough. Life can be hard. Life can be not fair, it would seem, but trusting in God can get us through that and can help things turn around. The disciples were on such a roller coaster. You know, it's hard to imagine, I think, what they were experiencing, what their minds were going through at that time, because there were terrible things happening, violent things happening. They were scared for their lives. They were scared for their lives, let alone for Jesus. And this person who knows what they thought he was going to do, they'd seen him do amazing things, but to all intents and purposes, he'd failed because he was dead. To all intents and purposes, he'd failed. And they still loved him, they still cared for him, but they'd lost him. But we know the story, we know what happened, we know how that turned around, which is fantastic. Jesus rose again. Good Friday, as we've said before, shows Jesus' love for us, shows how much he loved for us. Sue mentioned it when she did that lovely service on Friday, that how much he agonized in the tomb. He was in agony in the tomb, thinking, in the garden of Gethsemane, knowing what was to come. But he went through it because he loved us. Easter Sunday shows Jesus' power, shows how powerful, that he was powerful enough to beat death, to beat Satan. Shows that he will do what he said he'll do. If the disciples had just, it sounds so easy, doesn't it, to stand here and say, if the disciples had just believed him because he'd said he was going to rise again, but if I was there, would I have believed him? Of course I wouldn't. Of course I wouldn't. But he did what he said he would do. He did it then, and he will do what he said he will do now. What has Jesus said to you? What things has he said to you this week, last year, over period of time, long period of time? What has he said to you? Could be general things that are in the Bible, could be specific things that he said to you. Jesus says things to you by the power of the Holy Spirit. If God speaks to you, he will do it. He will do it. It may take time. I often think, I've said before up here, I often think of those poor old shepherds who saw at Christmas, when Jesus was born, saw the angels and all those celebrations, went to see the baby, went to tell everyone about it. And then 25 years later, they're probably thinking, what was all that about? Did we dream that? But we know what happened. And I really hope that some of those shepherds were still alive to see some of the things that Jesus was doing 30 years later. Proverbs 3, 5, 6, very, very well known. A few verses, but I'm going to turn to it, because if I don't turn to it, I always quote things wrong. Proverbs 3, 5 and 6. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways submit to him, and he will make your path straight. Such simple words, aren't they? Such simple words, such easy to understand words, such incredibly hard to do things. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways submit to him, and he will make your path straight. Jesus did what he'd said he would do. At Easter, that first Easter, Jesus still does what he said what he says he will do. His promises in the Bible are still true. That Easter story, with timeline here, really happened. It happened 2,000 years ago. It doesn't matter that it was 2,000 years ago. It could have happened yesterday. It would still be as important. It still matters. Still matters that Jesus died and that he rose again. It still matters. It can still make a difference to us today. Ask God by the power of his Spirit, how does the fact that Jesus rose, died and rose again make a difference to you today? Just spend some time maybe this week thinking about that. How does that really, in tangible, real life terms, how does that make a difference to you? I'm going to pray for a minute. There's a couple of things I just want to pray about. I'll pray from the front rather than throwing it open for open prayer. Then we'll do the Easter.